Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Young Excellence Podcast. Today, we have a real good topic for you guys. We are going to be talking about how people put a fake front for their life, I guess you can say, to make it seem like it's a lot better than what it actually is.
Yeah.
But before we get into that juicy little topic, let's hit that intro real quick.
Real people.
Real people.
Real talk.
Real talk.
But in a fun way. Because, hey, life can't always be so serious. Broadcasting from New Mexico, this is the Young Excellence Podcast.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
To this week's episode of the Young Excellence Podcast.
Yes. How are you? How was your week? How was your day?
How are you feeling right now?
I'm like,
you can tell the people how you're feeling.
I'm feeling like shit. I went to work today feeling like complete boo.
I don't know what's been up with Charlene lately. She's had this little cold for a long time. And for a couple like weeks now, right?
Yeah, well, I didn't even know I was sick. And then like Friday night, actually, I started feeling sick. And Saturday I went to work.
Like really sick.
Yeah, and then Saturday I went to work really sick, and it just kept getting worse and worse and worse.
And now she's, like, miserable and all that.
Yeah, so like, my chest hurts so bad. If you guys
hear me talking a lot more this podcast, I don't know what's different than every other one. I feel like I talk the most, but that's the reason why she's not really feeling too good.
Yeah.
And it's, like, really, really bad. So for her to even be doing the podcast is I commend you for that.
You made me. I'm just kidding.
No, I would never. But before we get into that topic we mentioned before, we wanted to talk a little bit about the Travis Scott Astroworld Festival. What are your thoughts on that? That shit was crazy.
It's crazy. It's insane. Like, have you seen all the conspiracy theories on it and everything?
That's what I wanted to talk about. All those, I've seen a bunch of TikTok videos where they're like trying to debunk it and stuff about like how it's like a devil sacrifice or something like that.
Yeah.
How like they took a pictures of the stage and the flyers and all that, like the and promo like, for it.
Did you see the way the concert started first off?
Yeah.
That was insane.
For real. And then how everybody was like getting collapsed and all that, and he just like, everybody keeps trying to have the argument where he's saying they're like, oh, there's 50,000 people there. How can he see the people dying and all that?
Yeah.
Like getting collapsed, like getting jumped on, like I don't know. Yeah. I don't really know the specifics of how the people died, but I'm pretty sure they got like trampled pretty much.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, how is he able to see out of all the 50,000 people, the people dying, when there's video of him like staring right at like a crowd of people, like where the people are like, oh, we need the ambulance and stuff like that. And he's just like, keep singing. He doesn't say anything.
Well, there's actually this one part of the concert where he actually was like, hey, can you make some room for this guy? Cause one guy did pass
really?
Out. Yeah. But also people were telling them like, can you stop the freaking concert? Like everybody's like getting smushed and everything.
Yeah.
People are dying and dying and collapsing out of nowhere. And like, I mean, they asked him multiple times, and they also asked security and like,
but the thing is no matter how many times they asked him, the people just weren't letting him get through.
No.
They were the ones that were causing all the problems. I saw that they were jumping on the ambulances and on the fire trucks, and they wouldn't let nobody go through. But yeah, that's freaking crazy. I mean, I saw that they're getting sued.
Yeah, they're getting sued. And also, like, I saw this, also all their conspiracy, like, I guess it was Kris Jenner's birthday. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday to you, queen. It was her birthday, and, like, they're like, oh, they sacrifice 11 people for her. But
I don't know. It's just, I got bad vibes from it when I first saw it, because it just seemed off.
Yeah.
It doesn't just seem like a concert, like people going crazy and stuff. It, like, the way it looked and the way everybody was acting and stuff seemed a little bit weird.
Yeah.
But who knows? Like, maybe we're just, like, conspiracy theorists that.
Maybe. I feel like a lot of the stuff going around is pretty, like, sketchy. Like,
but I was listening to Zayn and Heat's podcast today. I listened to like half of it, a little bit less than half.
Oh, I listened to all of it.
Oh, you've already listened to it already?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know what I'm talking about. So after hearing what David and them
were talking about? Yeah.
It kind of puts forth the fact that that
shit could be real. The Illuminati exists.
Yeah, because David, he's like high up there. He's like a pretty famous person. Like, compared to like Travis Scott and stuff, he's pretty famous.
Yeah.
And after hearing what they talked about, it seems pretty positive that that could be really what it's about. Yeah. Some kind of devil sacrifice thing or something.
A lot of the stuff that was happening in the concert was like very like, what the F?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like it was weird.
But
it was,
I don't think crazy. That sacrificed people for Kris Jenner.
No, not for Kris Jenner. Oh. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about like in general, like yeah. it was weird. But yeah, that's freaking crazy. I mean, like, I'm so happy.
Does she need like the blood to stay young or something? Like, I just don't get it.
I was telling you the other day, I was like, how old is she? And you're like, how old is she? Like 70?
I swear she was 70, but like somebody just said, no, she's not that old.
Really?
Yeah, because like in the beginning show, she just like turned 60.
Yeah.
Not the beginning,
but maybe like, she's some. I think she's around like my grandma's age.
No, she's like a little younger than your grandma. She's like 65, 66. Okay.
So, but she looks pretty young. But I mean, all the Botox.
Gets, yeah. Yeah.
But who knows? I'm so happy. I wasn't one of the, we didn't get the idea to be like, oh, let's go to Travis Scott's thing and go to his festival and see him live.
I would never.
After seeing this, for sure, yeah, we would never.
I don't even like his music.
Yeah, you do.
I know.
But did you want to get in? Oh, before. Okay, we have all these topics before the main topic.
Yeah.
I saw this TikTok about this lady. She was talking about. Okay, so she was. When she went on a rant on TikTok where she was like, oh, I hate when I'm hanging around people and I'm talking about my kid
yeah.
or my baby or whatever.
Yeah.
And she's like, I hate when people are like, oh, yeah, I love my dogs just as much as I love my kid.
Why don't you?
I love my dogs just as much as I would love a kid.
Yeah.
And like, I treat him like a kid and everything. Like, yeah. They treat him like their baby. And the lady went on a big old rant about how it's disrespectful to children for people to say that about their dogs. Like, devaluing the children's life because they look at dogs as the same value as as kids, pretty much. And when I saw it, I was like, no fucking way this chick thinks she's right. Because
yeah. What were the comments saying?
They're like half and half. Some people were agreeing with her and some people were like trying to go against her, but she was like a Karen. In the comments, somebody would tell her something like truthful, like not being mean or anything. Yeah. And she's like, oh, that's my opinion. You can go to wipe on down if you don't yeah. like it or whatever. But when I saw that, I was like, how can somebody say that? About somebody, like, it's true. Somebody can look at their kid as a kid, is like their baby, is their child, and yeah. stuff like that. Because maybe, like us, maybe somebody doesn't have the idea of wanting kids, and we look at our kids like, you guys know, if you're longtime listeners,
our dogs, we call Cooper our baby. Yeah. We're like, did you put the baby away? Where's the baby? Mm-hmm. Did the baby come in? Like, that's what we call it.
Yeah, our dogs are our kids. You guys know, we talk about it all the time.
And we all call him the baby because he was our baby.
Yeah, and he looks like a baby.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It just bugged me how she was saying that because she sounded so ignorant when she was talking about it. I know it's not like a big major like thing, but to somebody like us where we look at it as like our children and yeah. stuff, it's kind of dumb to be devaluing your children's lives because someone says that their dogs are like their kids. I mean,
there's people out there that have kids and don't even
exactly
value them themselves.
That's what I mean. So just because somebody has a kid doesn't mean that the kid's life is a lot better than the dog's life.
Exactly.
Because the dog's life is just like how we look at it is just as important as a human's life.
Exactly.
So when like say they pass away, it's gonna hurt a lot. Or
I mean
when they do something bad or they get lost or something, yeah, like, we treat it like a kid.
I don't like those people that like make it seem like the dog's life doesn't matter because they're just a dog.
Yeah, that's what she was saying. She's like, it's just a dog. There's no value in its life.
When they're literally part of your family.
You can say the same thing about a kid. You could look at a kid and be like, oh, it's just a kid. There's millions
yeah,
out there.
Like, I just
you
had could a, have another I one. Had a friend who has a baby and has a dog and she just lost her dog like yesterday. And I've been like, me and Jay have been seeing her post. She's like, please help me bring my baby home. I can't find him. Like, and she has a kid. Like, she loves them both equally. Yeah. So it doesn't matter.
Like, I've seen her on Facebook and she's like going crazy trying to find the dog. And that just proves that she has a kid and a dog. And she kind of looks at them. I'm pretty sure she would react the same way if she lost her kid.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know. It's just bothering me a lot. And I want
to hear. They went up and down all the streets looking for her dog. Mm-hmm. So it's the same.
I wanted to hear your opinions on that. What do you think?
I think it's like really ridiculous because like you shouldn't like, that's like saying like, I don't like you said, like us, like,
we not, don't not only children. Dogs, I think like
any pet, like cats,
any pet you have like a connection with.
Yeah, like, I mean, a duck.
Yeah.
A turtle.
A turtle. I was going to say a turtle.
A fish. A pig.
Yeah. I mean, you guys listening, if you have a pet, I'm pretty sure you agree with us.
Yeah.
With people saying that. Or if you just, like, treat your pet like a pet, pretty much. But either way, it's not right.
It's not right. I feel like I mean,
to at least be trying to tell somebody how they should look at things and if it's disrespectful and all that.
Right. I know. It's just not disrespectful. I feel like...
And when I was looking for Reddit, I don't know if I put it down. No, I don't think I put it down. But there was also this one about the same thing, how this lady, she was pregnant. She's like, that's all she would talk about at her work. It was his coworker. And finally, he got fed up with it because he was annoyed by it. And he was like, you know, dogs have birth too, right? Like comparing the dog's birth to her birth.
Yeah.
And I guess she took it the wrong way and she stopped talking to him in general.
At the end of the day, we're animals.
Exactly.
So I mean, we're all animals just because we're top of the fucking...
The food chain, I guess.
I guess. we're just destructive.
Yeah.
That's what we are.
But
look at our
oceans,
people. Look at them.
It just bothered me. I wanted to go on a little rant about that. But let's get on to our main topic of the week.
I mean, I'm just going to say this one thing. We're animals just as much as they're animals. And we shouldn't make ourselves feel better just because we're top of the fucking food chain.
Yeah, exactly. Good way to put it. But you want to get into this week's topic?
Yes.
Main topic?
Yes.
Pretending, people having the tendency to pretend everything, or portraying it how everything's fine when it's not really. And I see this a lot on social media. For years, it's been talked about, ever since I was like little, how people sort of fake their life on social media.
Yeah.
This topic isn't really about social media in general. It's just like in the overall purpose of it, how somebody talks about how their life is, trying to make it sound better.
Like, well, I have this and this and this.
Yeah, or say like buying all these things to make them look a lot better, or just the way they act in general.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I mean, yeah, like Jaden can, like, because I follow these people on Instagram, and Jaden's like seeing their posts, so like, you know, and they're always like, oh, I'm over here, and then like the next day they're like over there in another country, and like, but in reality they're not there, they're just at home.
Yeah.
So like they like to put up a front.
Yeah, that's what I see a lot too. And I mean, there's instances where we've witnessed that in our real life too, where somebody's like trying to say stuff and do stuff like
life's supposed to go,
saying stuff that makes them seem like they are a bigger advantage in life than what they really are.
Yeah,
like trying to make it seem that like they're doing better than everybody else. When
we know
like that's not even close to what it is.
Yeah, exactly. No, I know. Like a lot of people, like, they're like in a rush for things as well, as making it seem like, oh, well, me and so-and-so are doing so much better than you.
Yeah, exactly. I need to stop saying exactly. I don't know. It just, what I've been noticing a lot lately is people faking it to try and see, like, I don't know. I don't really,
I mean, fake it till you make it.
Exactly. I already thought of that when I was thinking of this topic. I was like, that's the title for this podcast. Fake it till you make it.
That's what they tell us in hair school. They're like, you fuck up. They're like, fake it till you make it. You did good. I'm like, no.
But what do you think about people faking it? I mean, yeah, it's true. Fake it till you make it. So, I mean, maybe it helps you through life a lot better.
I feel like it just makes you sad at the end.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck, I said it again. But, I think it's just used as, like, a coping mechanism to some insecurities or something that they're going through.
Yeah.
That they use that as, like, a shield to make it seem like everything's a lot better than what their real life is actually like.
Yeah.
So whether it's, like, buying things or whether if it's saying, oh, yeah, I did this, and I do this, and I did that. Self-loathe. I don't know what the word is.
They have to make themselves seem better as everybody, better than everybody else to make themselves feel good.
Yeah, I feel like that's sort of a part of it. For most people, I feel like that's maybe what they're trying to do. But I feel like another part of it is, like, them trying, like I was saying before, them using it as like a coping mechanism for themselves so they don't have to face reality the way it truly is.
Yeah.
And I feel like me and Charlene, not to like gloat or anything about it, but I feel like we, that's what I was kind of trying to get at last time, last podcast, how we don't use stuff like that to try and make things sound a lot better than what they actually are. We're more sort of face it head on than what it, what like trying to fake it.
Yeah, because, like, you know, everybody goes through the struggles. Everybody has a time where... Like,
you guys know, we listen, we talk about it all on the podcast, and we could sit here and fake it. Like, we could fake talk about anything, make it seem like we're this and we're that, when obviously we're not.
We're not. We're not better than you. We're not better than the last guy. We're not better than the next.
Exactly.
Oh, it hurts so bad to cough. Okay.
You good?
I'm good.
Okay. I'm sorry, you guys, if it's a short one today, because Charlene's not really feeling too good. So
you can probably hear me wheezing into the fucking mic. Yeah,
we've had to take a couple breaks for her to talk. But, yeah, I feel like I've just been trying to mumble. Not trying to, at least, but I'm mumbling, trying to...
Get the words
come
up.
Yeah, trying to come up with a good way to say it. Has there ever been a time where you have felt like you needed to try and hide... the way you are to try and make yourself seem a lot better to other people? Or seem like you're not so much, not in a struggle, but just in like a kind of down, like lesser than other people.
I feel like, yes, there's been a time where I have.
You want to talk about it or no?
I think so. I think like mostly in high school, like, you know, people, fucking kids just judge you, can judge you hard. Basically, like, if you can't afford to, like, go on a certain trip or do, like, different things, like, they judge you. Or if you don't have the new shoes, if you don't have...
I feel like that happens a lot in school. I mean, I witnessed it a lot. There was a point where I felt like that through, like, middle school and maybe, like, the beginning of high school. And then
I thought you were a rich kid. No. I really did.
She thought, but I wasn't. And then... I finally, like, towards the end of high school, I started...
And then, like, came over for Thanksgiving, and I'm like, oh, my God, he's just like me. Yes.
And then towards the end of high school, I felt like I started, like, not really caring about how I dressed or what I had and stuff like that. But I saw a lot in other people still doing that.
Yeah.
And there's people that, like, now that I've got, I'm an adult now, it seems like I notice that a lot more because people... I feel like being an adult is a lot harder than how it is in high school and stuff.
Yeah.
And I feel like people do it a lot more now in the real world because it's so hard and they don't want to face it.
Yeah.
So they'd rather use buying things or
as a coping mechanism.
Pretending to like something or pretending like you care about something.
Yeah.
Or something like that. So you feel like you have a sort of purpose other than what's really going on.
Yeah, really, I felt like the lowest of low. You know, I've already told you.
Yeah.
When people, the certain somebody, family, didn't like me because I was too poor. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, are you for effing kidding me? Because I'm poor, like, really?
And that's something, like, you could kind of be proud about. Not about being poor and stuff, but because you're not faking it, like, if I'm not wrong about that individual, like, you're not pretending like your life is perfect like them.
Yeah.
When obviously, like, between me and you, and we're not bashing anybody, but we know the truth about
what things. We know the truth.
And I feel like that's what people get wrong about me.
Yeah.
Is because I'm so quiet and I'm not outspoken and stuff like that. Like, I'm not shy. I'll talk and stuff, but...
He's not very... When he's not comfortable... I don't know how to say it. You're just like he's just a quiet person. I mean, he was like that even when we first started dating.
You guys know, we've talked about it before. But what I'm getting to is I sort of just sit back. The reason I'm so quiet is because I sit back and I like to watch people.
Yeah.
And I after doing that for so long, I see the bullshit that they put up.
Yeah.
And I think that's why I'm so standoffish with a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I don't like talking and stuff like that to them because I see how fake they put up a front to do, and it sort of just like bothers me because people are like, oh, you're so quiet, why are you so quiet? And it's because, and those same people that say that is because I see the fake shit that you do, like, in front of people like to gloat and make themselves seem happy,
or
they're like, oh, we did this and we do that, and like trying to sort of, I don't know the word, but But in behind closed doors, you could attest to this. Like, we know that shit. There's some people we know are struggling. Some people we know are sad. Some people know, like, have problems and stuff like
that. They're fighting their own demons.
And like you said, like, it's fine. People have different kind of ways to cope with it. But when they start affecting other people or trying to put other people down for showing their struggles and showing their mishaps that are happening, that's when it starts becoming a problem.
Yeah. No, exactly. You're absolutely 100% correct. Okay. Okay.
You good on the topic? We want to go into Reddit?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I think... Oh, fuck. What the fuck did I do? Oh, okay. Okay.
What did you do?
I thought I deleted the whole thing. Oh. All right. So I think I said pretty much all I wanted to say about that topic. I know it wasn't much, and I think I sort of repeated myself a lot, but I think I covered it as well as I wanted to, at least. Yeah. Did you have anything more you wanted to say?
Basically, he's saying, be your authentic self, and who cares what other people think.
What I'm saying is it's not bad to be yourself and to put your struggles out there.
I mean, the people who really like you for yourself,
they'll have no problem with it. But those people that... It's mostly the time, it's people that are faking it and trying to put up a front, pretty much, that are the ones that are judging people the most when people are going through problems and stuff. And what I'm trying to say is it's not bad to put up a front, but it's not bad to put your struggles out there and be outspoken about it and not be afraid about what other people say. And because everybody's going through struggles and everything.
Yeah.
We've talked about it before. And do you see us putting up a front or
absolutely
anything?
Not.
We just got to embrace it, because what is faking going to do? It's just going to hurt you in the long run.
Yeah, and like, literally the only person who whose opinion matters to me, obviously knows what I've been through, what I've gone through, what I'm going through. And he likes me for who I am. So why should I put up a front?
Yeah. But enough with that. I think I started repeating myself there again. But let's get into the Reddit discussions this week.
Okie dokie, artichokey.
All right. I'll read for now because Charlene, again, is not feeling good.
You read forever.
But I kind of liked my voice last podcast where I was doing my little ASMR voice when reading. So I think I'm going to bring you guys that again.
Okay, go.
All right. All right. This one says, am I the asshole for not telling my father about my girlfriend, her race, before she got pregnant because my girlfriend didn't want to? Since I was a kid, being Hispanic and on the whiter side, my family always talked down about black people. My family always taught me to improve the race and many of my eugenics lessons to be accepted by the Hispanic elite. The more closer to Spain you are, the better according to my family. That is until I went to the university, and being honest, when I met my girlfriend, she was so beautiful that I forgot all about that. I just wanted to dance with her and get to know her. Her being a black woman would be a big issue for my family. So I explained this to her, and she wanted to at least date to see if this relationship is worth facing that crap. Things got a little fast, and she got pregnant. And this is when my girlfriend decided that it can't be hidden from my family, at least. I respected her wish to not want to confront my racist family, but maybe it wasn't the best idea. My father was smacked with the news that my girlfriend is black and his grandchild will be mixed, and he almost passed out. This man cried and made me feel like crap. It made me feel like I did something sick and perverted, like hurting a child. I know maybe we didn't tackle this the best, so I'm conflicted as well.
I say take your girlfriend and run.
Exactly. I mean, if you're in college, you're pretty much like the age where you can like go off on your own and stuff. You don't really, unless like your parents are paying for your schooling and stuff like that. Then that's a different situation.
If they pay for your schooling, F that and get away. You don't need that toxicity in your life.
But some parents at least, I've seen that they like hold it over their heads.
They do.
And they use it as like but they use it against them when they don't do what they want them to do.
I just feel like that's so racist. Like, he has to only date a Spanish girl?
I know.
Like, that's effed up.
And, I mean, at some point, you have to come to terms that it's going to happen. Like, your son's going to have a mixed child, and that's just how it's going to go. And, I mean, for him to treat him bad for it, like, it was a mistake or something. Like he said, like, he felt like he did something bad. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, he fell in love.
Because he fell in love with somebody he liked. He loved, no matter what the color of her skin was, and he liked her, and that's just how things went.
I mean, it would be different if it was, like, an arranged situation where he was, like, arranged with the girl to marry her.
Oh, yeah, and then he didn't like her or anything, and then he got... What do you, like, the dad got mad?
No, what I'm saying is, like, it's different. Like, he gets to choose who he wants to date. His parents can't choose that for him.
Yeah.
And he gets to choose, like... Sorry.
Can you cough? Go ahead.
No, I just need to breathe. He just gets to choose who he gets to be happy with. His parents don't, because at the end of the day, he's the one that's going to be marrying them.
Mm-hmm.
So why does he have to go and... be with a certain person or be with a certain race because his family wants them to be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't know. And then you could use the argument where, oh, they're older people, so they have different outlook on it and stuff.
But I hate that.
It still doesn't.
Please bring your family up to terms.
Yeah, it doesn't make it okay for them to be thinking like that. Because still, even back then where the parents were probably born, I mean, it's still not right.
I mean, he's in college. Maybe his parents were born maybe the 60s, 70s.
Yeah.
The earliest.
Yeah.
So, Martin Luther King, there was a really big movement by then, so get with the times.
I know. I don't know. You just have to be okay with it. If you're afraid of your parents being mad at you, then you can go off on your own with her, and if you guys want to stay together, it would be fine.
You guys stay together. If you don't, that's okay. But, like, you know what? You have every right to have your own freedom and your own choices to make.
Exactly. Well spoken. No matter how much you're sick, you still say things really good.
Oh, it makes me mad if parents do that.
I know. All right, next one. This one says, don't argue with someone who does not have an open mind. People with a close-up mentality will never look at all the variables being presented, just the ones that benefit them.
100%.
100%? I like that one because it's true. Mm-hmm. You try talking to somebody and having, like, even when it comes to, like, an argument, the people are always going to be on only kind of root for the ones that they like,
yeah,
that it roots for them. They don't want to hear the truth most of the time. Yeah. They don't want to hear the shit that goes against what they believe in and stuff like that. So when it comes to that, people start getting defensive and they sort of don't let you get your word in. They kind of put your word down because their opinion of the situation can only go in their favor in their eyes.
Yeah, like, it happens to me a lot because I'm the one in my family that's, like, very open-minded. And, like, I try to tell them, like, I'm pro-choice, which I am.
Yeah.
So, if you have a problem with that, I'm so sorry, but I am. And I'm like, I'm pro-choice. And they're like, well, I'm not. Well, because it's a baby. I'm like, well, first off, it's a fetus until it comes out.
Mm-hmm. And those people will come up with any excuse, any... argument, and even if it doesn't have, like, facts supported around it, it's just based on their opinion, they'll come up with anything to try and fight against what you have to say.
Yeah,
and make you feel like your opinion doesn't matter.
Yeah, and the reason I tell them I'm pro-choice is because it's, like, it's her choice. I wouldn't know what I would do in that situation if I was ever put in that situation, but it's my choice to make.
Mm.
If my baby isn't going to make it, I'm not going to put my life into jeopardy. I would put my choice into activeness. I don't know how to say that.
Yeah.
And I would do what's best for me. And like, other women have every right to do that. And so I try to tell them like this. I'm like, guys, this is why I'm pro-choice. Like, these are the situations I would be pro-choice. And they're like, well, it's a baby. Like, I wouldn't do that. I'm like, okay, but you wouldn't. But you're not me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's our big argument I always have with my family. But, like, you know... they're not very open-minded to that topic.
And I think that comes into play with, like, politics, too.
Yeah.
I mean, anything that anybody argues about, because everybody feels like their opinion matters.
Yeah.
When sometimes, like, yeah, everybody's opinion can be valued to some point, but...
And I'm also not saying I don't value the child's life or the fetus's life. I'm just saying, like, I don't know what I would do in that situation because I've never been put in that situation.
Mm.
But I do respect every other woman's right to do so.
Yeah.
And I will not change that.
Mm. Yeah. But what I was saying is, like, everybody's feels like their opinion has, like, everybody feels like their opinion is fact.
Yeah.
And anything that goes against it, they they make you feel bad for it.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's no, the way, that's why I don't argue with people or anything, because people, they won't stop until, like, they won't benefit. You trying to explain anything to them, they won't get it.
You argue with me?
Because
you're like, do you want donuts? Sometimes. I'm like, I don't want donuts. Why? Why don't you want donuts?
Because it's fun. I get a kind of kick out of it. It
pisses me off.
But yeah, arguing with people that are closed-minded is annoying. It hasn't happened to me much, but I've witnessed it happen a lot.
I feel like
with you, it happens a lot. Not even about like the pro-choice and stuff like that.
Well, it's because I'm very outspoken about my beliefs, though.
But like
anything, about my beliefs, but like
anything like you think is right or is actually right. If it goes against what other people think,
it's wrong.
They make you seem like it's wrong.
Yeah. You know, it happens to be a lot, but I've got used to it. It is what it is. Life chose to F me over.
Yeah. You want to finish it this week?
Yeah, I can't breathe.
Yeah, I could tell. All right, guys, we're bringing you guys a little bit of a short one this week. This is a quick and short one. But I hope you guys enjoyed, as always. We've been getting a lot of love on our YouTube, actually.
Yes, thank you.
We really appreciate that.
Shout out to you, babies.
You guys can always check us out on TikTok. Or you audio listeners, you could watch us on YouTube at Young Excellence Podcast. YouTube, you can listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or wherever you want to listen to your podcast. Check us out on TikTok for clips we put up there every once in a while. I've been trying to get him out every day, but it's kind of rough with school and all that. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, we post all the time if you guys want to check up on us, see what we've been up to. And yeah, see you guys next week. Hopefully next week, Charlene's feeling a lot better.
Hopefully. We give you guys
a little bit of a longer podcast because I know Charlene likes doing longer ones.
I do. I'm like looking at the time. I'm like, it has to be an hour. And Jane's like, 40 minutes.
But you ready? You want to finish it? No matter how sick you are, you can finish it. Let's see.
Thank you for tuning in to WPDC. It stands for Wolfie Peaches Cooper Daisy.
And what else? What else do you have to say?
No, Daisy Cooper, sorry. I don't know.
What do I always say? And yeah, thank you guys.
Thank you guys.
See you next week.
Hit it.
Okay, y'all, I'll see you until next time. I'ma see y'all. We gonna be cooking another one, bitch. I'll see you.
Holla at you, girl. Bye, guys.
Am I cooking another one? That means Jane's gonna make another waffle.
Bye, guys.